Hello and welcome to the Courageous Heart Podcast. This is Heather Warren of Blossoming Heart Guidance, and I offer personal growth intuitive coaching for kind soul survivors to unlock their heart and blossom their awesome. So today I just wanted to speak about full self-acceptance, you know, on all levels of our being. I find that, you know, especially when I start going into realms of spirituality and soul work, people sometimes come to sessions with the assumption, you know, that they have to be positive and all light and all love. And kind of this forcing of expecting ourselves to be fully in our potential, right? And I would say it's not realistic. You know, we're human, first of all, and we also come from our own backgrounds of experiences, which, you know, have many experiences of hurt or trauma or feeling small in order to feel safe, in order to stay safe. And, you know, to truly ask somebody to move from that state or to not have fear or to not have, you know, any problems or all of this and just say, you know, you should just be in your greatness. It's not realistic, but it's also not kind. You know, it really, it's discounting the role of compassion in our lives. And truly, I believe one of our purposes in our life is to be compassionate towards ourselves and towards others, because we're all carrying something. We're all carrying burdens, and some more than others. So, you know, the way forward is, you know, how can we accept that there's our very human, fragile self, the self that does have a time limit in body, does have limits in, you know, our emotional energy, our physical energy, and even just limits of how much we can and cannot love, right? So, you know, this piece around being able to, when I start going into where we explore and we really tune in to the layers of oneself and one's heart, that, you know, we start discovering, you know, where's there insecurity and a feeling of jealousy or a feeling of hurt or feeling, again, small. And some would call this the shadow self. You know, I would call it the self that, you know, some would call it the false self or the wounded self. And I would say it's the human self in many ways. We'd be unhuman if we didn't experience these things. And they're actually a path forward. They're there. It's for us to look at and go, wow, yeah, I'm really just admitting I'm feeling small here. And is it being done to me? Like, is it that I'm dealing with a bully? Or is it that it's a trigger from the past? Like, it's important to explore it. Why do I feel small and where do I feel small? And then being able to have a vision for who the greatness we know ourselves to be or what we can become or what we can do in that real beautiful, you know, whether it's that energy of pure peace or goodness or kindness or creativity or all of this, there's an ideal self that we have. Someone can say that this is the battle, right? This is the spiritual battle, is our human self and our divine self. And so you'll get a bunch of people who will do spiritual bypassing and will say, you know, just go to the divine self. And, you know, it's bad. It's bad to have a human self and all of these frailties and insecurities and all of this. And I actually am like, no, there's a middle ground. There's a middle ground of, there's the self that has had these experiences that needs some acceptance and integration. And then there's the divine self that, you know, really knows that, you know, we are lovable and we have so much more for us and gives us that feeling of motivation and excitement for our life and vision for our life. And a real key, you know, we need to bring it in, and a real key here is just allowing ourselves to listen to our body. It's a key part of our survivalism. It's a key part of how to navigate in our intuition. Listen to our heart, which is the emotional realm and the realm of, you know, where something feels loving and something doesn't feel loving. And then our higher wisdom, you know, that really wants the best, the altruism, the part that wants the best for the world and peace for everyone and a real sense of connection, you know, in many, many ways, you know, but definitely a feeling of spiritual connection, a sense of serenity, calm, peace, and we would want that for others, right? Real benevolence. That we can move past ourselves and our own limited challenges and see the bigger picture, right? So these are the areas that I would say we all, important to integrate our divine self and human self, we need to listen to those three aspects of wisdom or three aspects of who we are to really bridge it, and then making decisions that truly are in wisdom, right? Truly are in balance and in a feeling of, you know, not being so ungrounded that we're not connected to reality, or being so grounded that we don't have, you know, we're in cynicism and feelings of less than and all of this, or just focusing on material needs. So just remembering it's we're really trying to find that balance. So, you know, just something to consider. You might be pressuring yourself subconsciously to be all love, all light, all perfect, you know, or having it all fine. And when things go wrong, you're blaming yourself. And instead of really looking at, you know, I live in a world that, you know, has revealed how much violence there is or how much suffering there is very real challenges that we face on the earth plane, and how to be able to see what is yours and what is the problem of the system. And what is the problem of, you know, even just other people are navigating through this world, and many aren't conscious about being kinder or more considerate. And that's where you can go into self-care, self-protection, knowing your boundaries, your limits. And they're fine, and they're right, and they're healthy, and you deserve safety. And safety leads to less stress, and it leads to actually feeling loved and allowing you to give more love. And it allows you to truly love another human being, knowing the need for safety and knowing the need for the complexities of this earth plane, being far, far more genuinely groundedly compassionate rather than just idealistically compassionate. So that's my soapbox for now. I hope it gives some food for thought for you and helps with just sort of even taking off any weights of burdens you might have been putting on yourself. And if you need any support with processing this and really getting clear in your heart and your mind, having to make decisions and finding this place to integrate, please reach out, www.blossomingheart, that's one heart, not two hearts, .ca. And yeah, we could do various, but you check out the Sweet Aha's Life Clarity Session, or we could do a program. I'd be happy to help you unpack it. Talk to you soon.